on WRCO's morning show. We are talking to Colin Drews, and we're talking about the Health and Wellness Foundations, of which he is a part of, and it has a tie to Richland Center coming up tonight in our area. Good morning, Colin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what you're all about.
So I work for a nonprofit foster care organization called Foundations Health and Wholeness. We are based out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, but we have regions throughout Wisconsin. We have 6 offices for foster care statewide, and we are in the process of looking to open up an office in the La Crosse, Driftless region area. And we are, just looking for amazing foster homes who want to help with kiddos who are needing good homes.
Tell us a little bit about that, what the expectations are for somebody who might be considering that.
Yeah, definitely. So we are, we're as an organization, we really strive to do our best to find families who are really in it, their hearts are in it, they're motivated, they're just willing to want to help. And really what we do is we're looking for families who, whether they're empty nesters, whether they have children already or still in the home, whether they've never had children before, it's just we're looking for families who are just willing to open up their hearts and their homes. In the process to become a foster parent generally starts with a phone call with me, and I generally answer questions and kind of talk through the process about what that looks like, and generally then are coming out to the home to meet with the family and just, again, answer more questions. There is a lot of information when it comes to fostering, but we want to do our best to make sure our families feel supported and feel like they have all the resources necessary to be able to provide the best support necessary for these children.
Is there a most common question that a prospective family asks of you, Colin?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, the biggest question is do you think I can do this? That gets asked quite often, because I think a lot of times what people think about when they think about foster care is there's that stigma attached to it, right? These are kids who are maybe, they get the label as troubled kids or challenging kids or delinquent kids, where at the end of the day, these are kiddos who are good kids who've been dealt a really bad hand. And these kids are just looking for somebody who will show up and will offer them some advice or some encouragement, or just ask them really how their school day was. So I think a lot of families, their hesitation is these children biologically aren't mine. How is this going to work, or how is this going to look? And what I tell families is be open-minded and be yourself, and understand that these kids, they don't need a perfect parent. They just need somebody who's willing to give them an opportunity and just ask how they're doing.
And what ages are we talking about, Colin?
Yeah, so we see children really all ages. I say 0 to 18. However, we don't see real young children coming in by themselves. We'll usually see, like, large sibling groups. So we'll see, like, 2, 3, 4, 5 kiddos at a time who are brothers and sisters who may need a home. Obviously, that's a group of siblings that would only work in certain homes due to the amount of kiddos. But what you see then, kids all the way up to age 18, and really everything in between, from all over the state. We work with all 72 counties and 6 out of the 11 tribes. So we get referrals from all over. And unfortunately, there's so many kiddos, and we just don't have enough homes to place these children in.
Is this the kind of thing where you might be getting a call in the middle of the night to come and take care of a student, or how does that work?
Yeah, great question. So generally not in the middle of the night. We're fortunate being the agency. We're the placing agency. So we're the ones that are taking placements and providing services for these kiddos. So what happens is a county will reach out to us anytime, any day, but usually it is during the workday, because it's a county social worker reaching out to our organization saying, hey, we have this, 6-year-old kiddo who needs a home. These are some of the things that this kiddo might present with. And then we will potentially find them a home that would work for them. Then we're there to help support our families and do whatever we can to make sure that they feel supported. But yeah, we see kids from all different ages, all different walks of life. And we do our best to match these kiddos with our homes. We get to know our families really well during the process. So we get to know their personalities. We get to know what their home structure and home environment is like. But then we also have a pretty good understanding of what will work in their home. So then once we start getting referrals from the counties that we work with, we will then have a good understanding of, hey, this child might be a good match for this home. I'm going to send it their way and let them read some information and talk with their family and just see if this would be a good fit. And if that sounds like it would be a good fit, we then proceed to set up phone calls with county social workers, talk a little bit more in depth about that kiddo. And then we will really try to push, if everybody is on board, we'll try to push to have that child come to one of our foster homes for the weekend, just so the child can kind of get a feel of what it would be like, and also the family can get a feeling of what it would be like. Because at the end of the day, we want to make the best placement possible. We don't want children to just bounce in and out of foster homes. That's not healthy for anybody. And we just want to make sure that when we are making placements, that we're making the best possible placement we can. But however, we also know that there are hiccups. We also know that there can be challenges that maybe weren't presented early on. But then we are there to help support that, walk you through that. Unfortunately, sometimes it just doesn't work. And we do let the counties know that it's not working. But we're really good about supporting our families, being available 24/7. So if there's ever a situation, night, day, weekend, anything, they're willing, they can give us a call. But as far as like nighttime placements, that generally doesn't happen because we're getting placements from the county. So we're not going to be calling you at midnight to say, hey, are you willing to take this child? You might be calling us at midnight because maybe the child you have in your home is struggling to get some sleep or is having nightmares and you just don't know what to do. Call us and we'll talk you through some of that stuff.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Foster care is more or less interim care then? Or how long do these kiddos stay at these particular homes?
Yeah, we generally will see kids. I always tell families, like, generally 9 to 13 months. And that kind of is a big range. We generally will see kids minimum of 6 months, but we've seen kids up to 2, 3, 4 years at times. We do have kids that get adopted through foster care. However, we never know when that potentially could happen. A lot of these children come into foster care with rights, with parental rights still attached. However, sometimes what happens is these kids are brought into care, brought into foster care because mom or dad just aren't doing what maybe they need to be doing on their end. And so, you know, they'll be given some opportunities and some chances to do what they can to get their kiddos back. But unfortunately, sometimes it just doesn't work. And then that child or children might need to be potentially adopted. And if they're in one of our foster homes and that adoption conversation starts happening, a lot of times our foster home is approached to see if they're willing or they're open to taking in those kiddos on a longer term basis. But again, we just never know when that's going to happen. But I generally say 9 to 12 months, but we generally also are kept in the loop about what the progress is, what that's going to look like. So we keep our foster families informed as well. But usually 9 to 13 months, sometimes longer, sometimes shorter. It just really depends. It's a case-by-case basis.
Well, Colin, I know you'll be speaking tonight in the basement of the Park Street Christian Church at 6:30. And what are some of the things that that you present at your program or you're hoping to see and maybe have people ask you about?
Yeah, I would just really, I love coming into new areas and just educating individuals about the need for foster care, whether it's something that they're willing or thought about doing or if it's something that they maybe have had a friend or family member talk about. I'm just all about educating the community and spreading the awareness about foster care. I know not everybody can be foster parents or just, you know, whether they're busy or life situations. So I understand that. And it is a big commitment and a big responsibility. But at the end of the day, these are amazing kiddos that just need somebody to give them a chance. And so I will talk about just educating the community about foster care. I'll share some statistics for the Richland Center and surrounding community areas. And I'll just talk, you know, about how families maybe who aren't wanting to foster or who are wanting to foster, how they can give back and what that can kind of look like.
How can people contact you, Colin?
Yeah, definitely. My best number to reach me, I do have a Green Bay local number. It's 920-606-1205. Again, 920-606-1205. I usually will always be available by phone, or you could email me at cdrews@wearefoundations.org. cdrews@wearefoundations.org.
Wonderful. Good to talk to you and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Colin Drews joining us, Foundations Health and Wellness Foster Care Recruiting Manager. He'll be in Richland Center tonight, again at 6:30, at the basement of the Park Street Christian Church.